Okay, let's start at the front of the mat. Stand in Tadasana, bring your feet together. They can be a couple of inches apart, they can be together. Feel where the weight is in the feet. We want to find the weight through the whole foot. I think the best way to do that is to take the inner thighs back and apart a little bit as you soften the knees the slightest bit possible. So you're not even bending them. But think about the idea that you're going to sit into a chair and stop immediately. Let the front ribs relax and feel the breath fill the whole trunk. Let the arms hang. Finally, if you'd like, lengthen the back of the neck up without lifting the chest or locking the arms. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Feel where the weight is in the feet as you're hanging over the legs. I find most people fall into the heels. Feel if the weight is in the heels. Fall if the weight is in the heels and figure out how do we bring the weight into the feet. Maybe by softening the knees, maybe by moving the hips forward, maybe by lifting the hips up. Step the right foot back to a long lunge. Downward facing dog. Establish your downward facing dog with feet 3 or 4 inches apart. Bring weight from the outer foot to the inner foot. Bring weight from the outer hand to the inner hand. Step the right foot forward in between. Step the left to meet it. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the left foot back. Downward facing dog. Find the inner hand, find the inner foot. Let's come forward to establish a length for down dog. Come to plank fold. Come to plank pose. Move the shoulders on top of the wrist. Again, find the inner foot, find the inner hand. Don't let the pinky come out wider than the outer edge of the palm. And if your wrists are, if your shoulders are past your wrist, you're going to walk your hands forward or your feet back a little bit. Pull back, downward facing dog. Don't move the hands and feet. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Step the right foot to meet it. Inhale, arms and trunk up. Tadasana. Thighs back. Backs of the knees soft, find the whole foot, soften the front ribs, let the arms hang, and let the back of the neck lengthen up as best you can. Inhale the arms up, bow forward over the legs. Uttanasana, find your way into the whole foot. Step the left foot back, long lunge, downward facing dog. Think you're going to reach your hips up towards the wall behind you, about two-thirds of the way up the wall. So reach a straight line from the wrist to the shoulder to the hips. Extend the spine up towards the ceiling. Reach the heels back, but don't lock the knees to do so. Reach down through the whole leg. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Step the right to meet it. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the right foot back, long lunge, downward facing dog. Align the kneecap over the center of the ankle joint, take the inner heel back, take the inner thigh back and apart, and try not to let the knee roll in. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left to meet it, hang over the legs. Again, find your way into the whole foot as best you can. It's fine to bend the knees if that's what's necessary, especially if the back body is tight and the pelvis doesn't really want to turn over. Take opposite elbows here. Hold on to the hands opposite elbows and stay in the forward bend, but maybe take the arms higher. Pull the arms over the ears, holding onto the elbows. Feel how that changes the legs, changes the feet. Release the hands. Inhale the arms up to Tadasana. Release the arms by your sides. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the right foot back to a long lunge. Downward facing dog. Come forward to plank pose. Again, find the inner foot so the heels point straight up. Inner thighs lift up a little bit. It's a small curve in the lower back, if you can feel and find that. Soften the upper back down a tiny bit. Let their shoulder blades move towards each other onto the back, and that should make your abs work more. Press the inner hand down, pinkies in line with the outer edge of the palm. Pull back, downward facing dog. Take the right leg up behind you halfway. Turn the right hip down towards the floor. Reach the left heel for the floor, but don't lock the left knee to do it. Stretch down through the whole leg. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Bring the arms up alongside the ears for a high lunge. Arms up, trunk up. You can have a lane between the legs to make your balance a little easier. Bend the front knee so it's directly on top of the front ankle. Stretch the back leg straighter and pull the belly in. Plank pose. Place the hands alongside the front foot. Step two, plank. Pull back, downward facing dog. Take the left leg halfway up. Turn the left hip down. Reach the right heel for the floor, but don't push into the back of the knee to do it. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Bring the arms and trunk up. High lunge. Putting a little lane between the feet makes it easier for your balance. Bend the front knee deeply. Stretch the back leg straighter. The more you do that, the harder it is to keep the spine long. Pull the belly in to lengthen the lower back. Plank pose. Match the inhale to the exhale. Downward facing dog. Child's pose. Come onto your hands and knees. And we're going to do like a mini push-up on the knees. The elbows are going to bend straight back and the trunk is going to move forward halfway towards the floor. So you're going to pitch forward a little bit and then back to hands and knees. And now try to, on hands and knees, try to set your spine. Try to keep the ears in line with the shoulders, a little groove between the shoulder blades, strong in the belly. Elbows straight back, bend halfway down, press back up. Bend the elbows straight back, press back up, downward facing dog. So that is a good amount of work. And if you want to move on, you're not going to put the knees down for this version. Come forward to plank. And now it's yogi's choice. Either put the knees down or lower straight down to Chaturanga Dandasana, halfway down. Press the inner hand down, press back up. Lower down, press back up. Lower down, press back up. Downward facing dog. Does not matter how well you do that. Does not matter how low you go. Just work on establishing some control and stability in the spine. Come forward to plank pose. And again, it's always fine to put the knees down. You're going to make your way to the floor in one piece if you can. You can do it with the knees down or the knees up. Laying on your belly, bring your elbows under your shoulders and come to a Sphinx pose. Elbows under the shoulders and Sphinx. And bring the shoulders underneath the elbows underneath the shoulders. Bring the legs together. And now just feel what's going on in your lower back. So you're at rest, you're not active, but feel, how does the lower back feel? How do the bones of the lower back feel? And now gently tone the lower belly, pull the navel to the spine or pull the ribs towards the pelvis and see if that changes the tone of the lower back and brings length to the lower spine. Relax those muscles, feel what happens. Where you are right now is your resting tone. And one of the things we're trying to develop in this practice is a stronger, more solid resting tone. Bring tone back, navel to the spine. Feel the length of the lower back, hopefully, and release. Lower down, bring the arms by your sides. One more like this. Again, this is experiential as much as active. Interlace the fingers behind your back. Point the feet, Bring the ankles together if that's comfortable. Legs as close together as comfortable. Ankles straight. And now keep the legs down. Bring the head, neck, and trunk up. Legs down, head, neck, and trunk come up. Reaching through the arms. The heels of the palms can touch or be separate. And then right away, feel what is happening in the muscles of the lower spine. Are the muscles of the spine lengthening or shortening? And if you're coming up very high, it's very likely that they're shortening instead of lengthening. Lower down. Now, before you lift up again, pull the navel to the spine, engage the abs, take the rib cage to the pelvis. There are lots of ways to feel that engagement of the abs. Lift up again, pressing down through the feet, lift the trunk up, and see if it feels any different. You're trying to get a sense that the lower back muscles are lengthening rather than shortening. And release lower down. I think that little lesson is one of the best things you can learn about your body, how it works, and how you are meant to use your muscles when you exercise. Roll over onto your back. Bend the knees, feet flat to the floor. Let's do some ab work. Bring your hands onto your lower belly. With the hands on the lower belly, I want to introduce you to a couple of abdominal muscles. Inhale, exhale hard. Inhale, exhale hard. One more time. Inhale and then exhale and push that exhale out and feel the lower belly drops down. There should be a muscular wrapping from the back to the front that is a really particular muscle called the transverse abdominis. I'll show you another abdominal muscle. Lift your head and shoulders. Look at your knees. Head and shoulders lift up and look at your knees. And that's a different muscle that runs up and down. Lower the head and shoulders. One more time, lift the head and shoulders, look at the knees, and feel that that muscle goes up and down rather than back to front and lower down. That is your rectus abdominis or your sit-ups muscle. Let's see what happens when we ask them to bear some weight. So set up your trunk. The gaze would like to be straight up, so the back of the neck is nice and long, but not flat. The rib cage, to the best of its ability, is on the floor, and the bones of the lower back are off the floor. And that is just different for some. Some it's easy to flatten the lower back. Some it's easy to get the ribs to the floor. And for others, not so much. Hands on the lower belly to feel. Take the right foot 3 inches up off the floor, just a tiny bit. Just lift the foot off the floor. Don't come very far. Feel the lower spine. Take the left foot 3 inches to meet it. And you just want to feel what happened. Don't worry too much yet. Lower the feet. Difference on the two sides can be profound. Take the left foot 3 inches up off the floor. Now you know what you want. Feel what happens to the spine. Right foot 3 inches to meet it. Did one side stabilize easier than the other? Did you feel the difference? Lower the feet. If you do not feel, it is totally fine. Hopefully over time you cultivate a feeling for that. Now take the right foot 3 inches off the floor. This time I want you to activate that deep lower belly muscle. Wrap the back to the front, navel to the spine. Left foot 3 inches to meet the right, and hopefully there is no shift in the low spine. There's no change in the breath. There's no excess work in the throat. Slowly lower the feet down. Take your time building strength in this exercise, but I think this is an essential abdominal exercise to be able to do with some sense of ease. Left foot up 3 inches. Now get that spine where you want it, solidify, take the right foot 3 inches to meet it. You might be here for a good while. This might be a good place for you to work and hold. But if you want, bring your feet up to the height of your knees. Bring the feet up to the height of the knees. That should make you work a little harder. And if you want to work harder still, start taking the knees away from you. Take the knees away from the pelvis, and your abs are going to kick in for real because you're making your legs into a weight, and the spine has to stay, the muscles have to stabilize to support the weight of the legs against the pull of the spine. Lower the feet. Put a block between your inner thighs. Not too close to the groin, sort of in the middle between the groin and the knee. Feet parallel, feet block width apart, squeeze the block. Squeeze the block and see what's working when you are squeezing the block. Ideally, just the inner thighs are working. Ideally, you are just pressing into the block and the inner thighs are doing their thing and the outer thighs are not working, the quadriceps, the muscles of the thighs are not working, and your big butt muscle is not working, though very often it tries. Relax the block. Squeeze the block. Try to feel if you can get, there's no such thing as isolation in a muscle. They don't, muscles all work in chains, but you're trying to feel, can you ask this muscle to do most of the work? Because this is its function, squeezing that block to the midline. Feel as we stay here, if anything else is trying to get involved as you squeeze the block, and feel if the muscles squeezing the block are tiring. Everyone is different. Everyone has different tone to begin. Relax the block. Keeping the block there, squeeze the block, finding a small arch in the lower back, so there's a tiny curve in the bones of the lower back, come up to a bridge pose, just 2 inches, feet pressed down, hips lift up, try to keep that curve in the lower back and keep connected to the block. So in this bridge pose now, if all is going well, your inner thighs are grounded against the block, your low abdominal muscles that we've turned on in the feet 3 inches off the floor are working, and your butt is not gripping to hold you up. Squeeze the block. Breathe. Lower the hips. Squeeze the block. Small curve in the bones of the lower back. Lift up to bridge. Try to come up through the arch in the lower back. So the thing about this pose is the longer you stay, odds are the more the butt is going to try to creep in. Gluteus maximus is going to try to take over for inner thighs and abdominals that can't support this action. And you want to check in with that and ask it to stop every time it tries to take over. Slowly lower down. Take the right foot 3 inches off the floor. Take the left foot 3 inches to meet it, squeezing the block. Bring the feet up to the height of the knees. Now squeezing the block with the feet flexed, separate the shins. Pull the shins apart as you squeeze the block in. Don't externally rotate the feet. Bring the legs back to the midline, lower down. For some, this is going to tweak out your hip flexors. Let's do it again. Squeeze the block, take the left foot 3 inches up off the floor, take the right foot 3 inches to meet it, try to bring your feet to the height of your knees, squeeze the block and start separating the legs and get out of the hip flexors by engaging the abs more, engaging the inner thighs more, even internally rotating the legs, pigeon-toeing the feet a little bit. Legs back together, lower the feet. Take the block away. Bring your arms out to the sides. And for this next abdominal pose, you can have your palms out with the palms facing up, arms straight out to the sides. Or you can bring your arms into a cactus position, the upper and lower arm at a right angle to the floor. We're going to do 2 sets of this pose called Jathara Parvartanasana. We're going to do a fairly basic version, and then I'll give you the opportunity for a more advanced version as well. Squeeze the legs together. Take the knees into the chest. Palms open, all fingers touching the floor. So it doesn't matter if you're in cactus or the arms are straight. You want to open the fingers. Squeeze the legs together. There is a lot going on here. Do not let them separate and take your knees over to the right, maybe at an angle up towards the right elbow. The gaze stays straight up. Keep the left shoulder down. If the left shoulder comes up, you've gone too far. Don't let the legs separate. Come back up to center. Over to the left. Legs together. Knees up towards the left elbow if possible. That makes it a little bit more work. Gaze straight up, right shoulder down. Be willing to not go very far. Be willing to only go a couple of inches if that shoulder pulls up. Squeeze the legs together. Take the knees towards the nose as you come back up. To the right. So the knees going up to the elbow engages your outer leg. And that's what we want. Gaze up, opposite shoulder down. The legs staying together is inner thigh muscles, which are key to our puzzle. Back up to center. Don't let the legs separate. Over to the left. Knees up towards the elbow. Right shoulder down, legs together, gaze straight up. Knees to the nose to come back to center. One more to the right for a set of three. So inner thighs, oblique abdominals are what's twisting and strengthening here, and rotator cuff muscles. Knees to the nose. And over to the left, knees up. So knees up means you are using your outer legs. If the knees pull away from you as you come up, you'll be using your butt too much. Back up to center and release the feet flat to the floor. I'm going to talk you through a more advanced version, but that doesn't mean you have to follow my instructions. You can do the same exact thing with the knees bent. Ultimately, this pose is done with the legs straight and the feet come all the way to the floor. So knees bent or legs straight. Arms in cactus or arms out to the side. Over to the right, trying to take the feet to the right fingertips if the legs are straight, knee to the elbow if they are bent. Keep the opposite shoulder down. Left shoulder is grounding. Pull it down. Back up to center. To the left. Knees up on an angle, toes up on an angle. Opposite shoulder down, right shoulder pulls to the floor. Back up to center. To the right. Breathe easy, gaze up, toes open. Back up to center. To the left. Back up to center. One more to the right. And you want to get to the place where you have to work very hard to keep that shoulder grounded. That is a rotator cuff strengthener, unlike many others. Back up to center. Last one over to the left. Knees up. Fingers open. Breathe easy. Shoulder blades on the floor. Back up to center. Lower the feet. Soles of the feet together, knees out to the sides. Breathe. Stretch the legs out straight in front of you. Take the left knee into the chest. Bring the left knee across the right side of the body for a twist. You can take that knee to the height of the hip, to the floor. Look over the left shoulder, pulling the shoulder and hip away from each other. Back up, switch sides. Pulling the shoulder and hip away from each other. Back up. Stretch the legs out. And release.